news team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week Interview Podcast. I'm Mike Alardi. We start with the threat looming this weekend to Florida from Hurricane Irma. It is moving closer to the Sunshine State, and warnings are up for people to get out.
With last-minute preparations underway, the focus now for those who remain is preparing themselves to hunker down. Mike is trying to prepare a building.
Very tough, very tough. I was in line probably an hour or two at Home Depot, and I got to go back, and I hope we get more supplies.
Airlines will stop flying to some Florida airports tonight and other airports tomorrow. The window to leave is closing. Alex Stone, ABC News, New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
And tonight he's talking about his Friday night. Congressman Fred Upton praising a House vote this week to advance relief funding for Hurricane Harvey.
The emergency legislation setting aside more than $7 billion for the Federal Emergency Management Agency Disaster Relief Fund passed on a vote of 419-3. Upton says the vote's a great first step in helping the people of Texas and Louisiana. He also told us this week the vote Wednesday would just be the beginning of a very busy week in Washington.
Hold on to your hats. We got a lot of work to do and not a lot of legislative days to do it.
Upton tells us there will be budget votes all this week. That's not to mention whatever's needed after Hurricane Irma is done with Florida. He's also expecting a replacement for the DACA program to be a big focus in the coming months. Andrew Green reporting.
The suspect charged in a series of home invasions around St. Joseph Township arraigned this week in Berrien County Court. Prosecutor's office telling WSJM News 36-year-old James Delady of Benton Harbor is charged with one count of felony home invasion and six misdemeanor offenses. Accused of breaking into homes throughout St. Joe Township the overnight hours from August 23rd till September 6th when he was caught. First-degree home invasion charge pertains to an incident August 23rd in which the resident awoke in bed when he touched that person. Prosecutor also says Delady is charged with five counts of illegal entry along with window peeping. Bond has been set at $10,000. Michigan State Police investigating a rash of fraudulent checks being deposited at United Federal Credit Union locations around Berrien County. That financial institution also a victim here. Trippers from the Niles Post tell us the fraudulent activity has been going on since December. It's happened at branches in Niles, Stevensville, Benton Harbor, and Holland. Suspect is described as a heavyset black female with sunglasses. She'll deposit a check in an ATM on a Friday night so that the money can be drawn over the weekend before business hours on Monday. She takes steps to conceal her face, but we do have surveillance photos online at WSJM.com. No United Federal accounts have been jeopardized. Work now officially underway in the Southwestern Michigan College Nursing Facility expansion. They broke ground Wednesday. SMC President Dr. David Matthews tells us the size and capacity of the facility will about double thanks to the $9.6 million project. He says SMC's nurses are top-notch.
We have a truly impressive nursing program. Our graduates pass the NCLEX, that is the National Licensure Exam, at a rate much higher than state and national averages.
However, Matthew says SMC does need to continue investing in the program and expanding it to meet regional needs. On hand for the groundbreaking this week were Michigan Budget Director Al Pasulka and State Senator John Prose. Both helped to get the project about $4 million in state funding. Expansion set to be done, up and running, January 2019. Any proposal to automatically cut auto insurance premiums dead on arrival in the state Senate. That pronouncement Wednesday from Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff, a reminder of just how hard it will be for lawmakers to tackle one of their top priorities. But he does indicate he is willing to take some action.
I think the thing that we sent over last lame duck, the three things that we sent over, attendant care, assigned claims, and the fraud authority.
Meekoff calls a government-mandated rate rollback being pushed by Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan price-fixing, says Republicans should not interfere with the private sector. Michigan's auto insurance premiums, some of the highest in the country, especially in Detroit. Duggan and others are pushing lawmakers to act, and they've been floating requirements to have insurers cut those rates. Every attempt in the past to reform the no-fault coverage has failed. President Trump's decision to end the DACA program blasted this week by the Berrien County Democratic Party. Spokesman Dr. Larry Feldman tells us the move to force out young dreamers was wrong.
This was a terrible decision, and it was cowardly that he didn't announce it himself, that he allowed his attorney general to make the announcement. It seems very questionable whether the Congress will do what they should have done a very long time ago.
Feldman, not optimistic that Congress is going to approve legislation to replace the program, tells us millions of young people brought to this country as children's, no other country, now living in fear that they'll be sent to a strange place. Actually, it's going to affect about 800,000 folks. The elimination of that means Congress has to get to work soon. Congressman Fred Upton says they've only got a couple of months, six of them, and he does think that they will come up with a legislative solution in that amount of time.
I think the order was pretty clear that if Congress can't get the job done, then the DACA program is going to end.
Upton tells us that former President Obama's creation of DACA through executive order could have never been permanent anyway.
Congress needs to act. We don't need this tug of war between the two sides. We ought to work together to get it done.
Upton thinks it's enough time, those 6 months, for Congress to replace it so young people in the country, through no fault of their own, illegally, are not kicked out. Abby Kopp, the youngest survivor of the Kalamazoo massacre last February, went back to class at Harper Creek High School this week. Vicki Kopp says her daughter is easing into it gradually, taking just history and math, and has a personal aide with her all the time to help with any possible medical issues. And there is some stress involved.
She's worried about if something happens, you know, are they going to be able to do what normally I would do?
Kopp has missed about a year and a half of school after a slow recovery from being shot in the head. The suspect in that, Jason Dalton, is still facing 6 counts of murder among his 16 charges. There's a new survey finding 75% of state residents believe voters should get to decide if their schools start before Labor Day. Michigan Lodging and Tourism Association says early school starts have a negative effect on tourism statewide.
We absolutely see our highest volume of tourists in July and August. So the return to school before Labor Day does hit the tourism industry pretty significantly.
That's Deanna Richardson, the president and CEO of the association. She says they're examining all options and hopes the voice of the people can be heard pertaining to when classes start. Michigan's Coalition Protecting Auto No-Fault announcing the result of a study that finds auto insurance companies are violating state law and discriminating against female drivers. Doug Heller conducted the investigation.
Some of the companies explicitly ask a prospective customer if she is a widow. If she checks the widow box instead of the married box on the web questionnaire, she'll be quoted as much as $200 more per year for basic auto insurance than if her husband were still alive, which is pretty outrageous.
It says three companies penalizing drivers based on gender were Progressive, Liberty Mutual, and Esurance. He's calling on the Department of Insurance and Financial Services to investigate the policies of all auto insurers in Michigan. That's the week that was for September 8th, 2017. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.